This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The Taliban violently dispersed scattered protests for a second day Thursday as some people observed the country's Independence Day by carrying a large Afghan flag through the streets before being confronted by the Taliban. August 19th is the day Afghanistan gained independence from British rule in 1990. Witnesses at a protest in Assadabad said that more people were killed there, though it wasn't clear if they were killed by gunfire, a stampede, or both. The Taliban have sought to project moderation and say they want good, but they will face a difficult balancing act in making concessions to the West, satisfying their own hardline followers and suppressing dissent. The United States struggled Thursday to pick up the pace of American and Afghan evacuations at Kabul Airport, constrained by obstacles ranging from armed Taliban checkpoints to paperwork problems. President Joe Biden vowed to stay in Afghanistan until all U.S. citizens who want to leave have been evacuated, as he stands firmly by his decision to leave the country despite the chaos that has ensued. The president stressed that the U.S. military is now in control at the airport and evacuating thousands with the goal of getting everyone who needs to be evacuated out, both American and Afghans, by August 31st or later if needed. Pentagon officials said Thursday that to date, the U.S. military had evacuated 7,000 people in recent days for a total of 12,000 evacuated since the end of July. Up to 15,000 Americans and tens of thousands of at-risk Afghans remain in Afghanistan after the Taliban took full control of the nation last weekend. Via remote, this is VOA News. Burkina Faso is observing 3 days of national mourning after suspected jihadists killed 49 people in an attack that raised fresh doubts about its armed forces. It was the third major attack on Burkina troops in the past 2 weeks. The country's armed forces are poorly equipped, ill-trained, are faced a highly mobile foe, that is. Since the start of August, more than 90 people have died in attacks in the north and northeast of the country. The landlocked country has been battered for the past 6 years by jihad attacks from neighboring Mali. U.S. Capitol Police arrested a North Carolina man after he claimed he had explosives in his truck. Floyd Ray Roseberry surrendered, was taken into custody after hours of negotiations and evacuations around the Capitol on Thursday. After the driver surrendered, police said they searched the truck and found bomb-making materials, but no functioning bomb. Police have not disclosed what the suspect's motive may have been, and no charges have been announced as of late Thursday. Amid a surge in coronavirus cases and as hospitals near capacity, the governor in the state of Oregon, Kate Brown, announced Thursday that her state is expanding its COVID-19 vaccine requirement to include all teachers, educators, support staff, and volunteers in K through the 12th grade. There are those, as she said, who will disagree with the actions she's taking, but school is starting across the state. COVID-19 poses a threat to our children, need to be protected, and they need to be in school. This, according to the governor. For weeks, Oregon health officials have warned that COVID-19 cases fueled by highly transmissible Delta variant would fill hospitals by September if infection rates increase. A Florida judge is now allowing a lawsuit to go forward that challenges an order by the state's governor that blocked school districts from mandating mask wearing in schools. Five of these state school districts are defying the governor's order mandating masks unless there is a medical reason against it. Earlier, Governor Ron DeSantis, spoke out against forcing masks on young children. At Palm Beach County, where parents were allowed to opt their children out of mask wearing, 734 students, 112 staff, had COVID infections after 1 week of class. For more news, please join us on our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.